Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Seth Everett on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Seth, Tim here. It's been a while.
What's going on? You neglected to mention one other part of that tweet.
I read it word for word.
Why is Jim Bowden not a general manager anymore?
Okay.
There you go.
He's a criminal. He's a criminal. I worked with him. He scammed money from minor league international players, and he was in disgrace. He was either going to get suspended, he was going to cost the Nationals draft picks, and he held his head in shame. You know what the crime is? Is that all these networks are throwing their money at him to put him on the radio. What authority is Jim Bowden? I'm sorry. I don't. How about this? I'm a baseball insider. I don't follow Jim Bowden on Twitter.
Neither do I.
I have no interest.
A listener had tweeted it at us. So I don't know, man. Ken Rosenthal.
I'm not blaming you guys. I'm not blaming you guys, but. I'm just saying that all I can say is consider the source. I don't even care if the Machado deal is exactly what he said, because he still has friends in the game.
Right.
But here's the question. You know, we shame A-Rod, right? We shamed A-Rod. A-Rod was a pariah, but Jim Bowden, who stole money from people, can go and tweet whatever the hell he wants anytime he wants.
And make money.
This is a great country. That's quite a country.
Yeah, God bless America. All right, what are you hearing and getting your thoughts here? There's so many different angles and layers on this thing. It's a Machado thing, and maybe it's a frontline starter, maybe it's a bullpen. As we get closer, less than 3 weeks out now to the deadline, Seth. Does David Stearns pull the trigger on some of this stuff?
Well, and I want to talk about David Stearns in a second, but you know, to answer your question, I think they pulled the trigger. The story goes, I don't think it's one versus the other, because I don't think the frontline starter is out there. You know, the only frontline starter, to be honest with you, that's really being shopped is Madison Bumgarner. You know, you can write all you want on Twitter. You know, Jim Bowden can tweet about Jacob deGrom all he wants. The Mets aren't trading him. So, without a frontline starter, because I think that would be the number one wish. You would want a guy to start game one and game five of a playoff series. Like that's what you want. But that doesn't exist. If you can get Manny Machado, I don't think it precludes you from going out to acquire a pitcher. And to combine something where Kevin Gausman and Dylan Bundy are connected to Machado in a trade, that makes a lot of sense to me. Because you'll say, well, all those guys are middle rotation guys on a bad team. Agreed. But what else is it? What does Cole Hamels do anything for you? Does Jay Happ do anything for you? To me, there's not that much of a margin between those guys. And if you're going to acquire Manny Machado, I think it's great. You know, it very much reminds me of the Sabathia, and I've seen a lot of that on Twitter. I've seen a lot of people excited because they think that, you know, a great rental can be part of a great moment. And I'm for that. I have no problem with that. But I don't think one has to do with the other. And to tell you the truth, I'd love another bullpen arm, even though the bullpen's been a strength. No question about it. I'm not denigrating that. I just think as the summer months go on, I'd love another arm. And if you could pick up another one of those middle relievers, go get Jairus Familia for 2 months. How much money could that cost?
I agree with you. I agree, man. I agree with almost every single thing you said right there. Because if you look at the Brewers,
especially the Jim Bowden stuff,
I don't know about that. You got the source and the info on that. But you're right on the other starters. I mean, they've got those guys. They've got parallel numbers in Yolish Chacin and Junior Guerra. They're doing the job here, Seth. They really are. And I'm all with you on that bullpen. Craig Counsell manages one hell of a bullpen out there, and that's been getting it done. So I could see that happening. What I'm concerned about, and you from afar, when you look at this lineup, like last night's lineup, I'll take you from the starting lineup from the five hitter down. Fifth hitter.
You're in the afar, like a, you know I'm not calling from Israel, right?
That's true. So Tyler Saladino in the five, then there's Brad Miller, then Keon Broxton, then Eric Kratz, and then your pitcher spot. I'm a little nervous about that part of this Brewer squad.
Right, but again, you know, when we talk about the, you know, what would the impact of Manny Machado, I don't think it takes a baseball wizard of any sight to tell you that he can help, that he just lengthens the lineup, that he adds an element. And you saw the game he had yesterday. I mean, he single-handedly beat the Yankees yesterday. He can be that kind of player. But that being said, the market is not, it's not full, it's not fortified. It's a really, you know, it's a leftover pieces market. And I just think outside of a Machado deal, and this is the reason why if you're a Brewer fan, you want that deal to happen, is because the chance of the Brewers making a blockbuster trade and it's not involving Manny Machado is pretty slim.
Do you think, though, that Baltimore, as the days go by, that Machado, and again, a monster night last, 444-foot blast, and then another one, and as you said, wins the game. But do you think, in some regards, that Baltimore may get nervous on this thing? Because they'll get nothing shoved up their tail if they don't move him by the deadline.
Well, they'll get the draft pick if you don't.
That's about it.
Remember, you know, but that's the thing. I mean, you get the draft pick if you don't trade him. I think he gets traded, don't get me wrong. The one thing I said, and I was on the air in Baltimore last night, and, you know, they're kind of resigned to the idea that, you know, it doesn't matter whether he goes as a free agent or via trade, it's over anyway. The theory is that I thought the Yankee rumor was because the New York media was in Baltimore. I really do. I know what it smells like when rumors come out of, you know, guys are standing around. There was a split doubleheader, and there were like 12 different New York writers that were stuck in Camden Yards from about 4:30 to 7 with nothing to do. an amazing a Manny Machado rumor to the Yankees came about. And once that happened, then you had the editors in the Boston papers say, wait a minute, you're telling me that Boston's not calling? Sure, Boston's calling. So has Seattle, so has Cleveland, so has the Dodgers, so has the Brewers. I will always be transparent on this radio station. I will always say that there's possibilities, but I will tell you this with very strong assurance. I don't think the Orioles know where he's going yet.
Now, you mentioned CC Sabathia back in the day. Part of that deal with Doug Melvin, if you recall, Seth, I'm sure you do. Doug Melvin said, I'm not doing this deal unless we do it now. I want him in a start pre-All-Star break. I want him in here.
Yeah, you remember that?
As quickly as we can get him in here. You think David Stearns would react in that manner to say, hey, man, we got to move this thing along?
No, I don't think he would, because it's a hitter and you're in first place. It's a different, it's not a pitcher, and you're not taking starts away from somebody. You know what I mean? You'd get him in the lineup. There was a story on MLB.com about David Stearns, and I personally don't, I thought it was a little bit of nonsensical, but, you know, I'm friends with the guy who wrote it, Mark Feinstein, and he was talking about, David Stearns' lifelong passion for the Mets, and that he was a candidate he interviewed for a front office position when Sandy Alderson was named their general manager. And David Stearns' name has come up in rumors of people that the Mets want to talk to about replacing Sandy Alderson. I read that, I saw it, and I would say to this, Mark Antanasio, if you read that, get him into a contract extension, please.
Yeah.
Don't give him the option.
But wouldn't the dynamic be a little different, though, Seth, in the Mets, where they don't want to go through a full-tilt rebuild? And I'm not saying the Brewers did that, because I think they're competing at the same time they're rebuilding.
They hit the accelerator on the rebuild. David Stearns gets the credit that Arizona's getting, that Brian Cashman and the Yankees are getting.
Yes.
You know, last year, that was a big accelerator. You know, last year, going into the 2017 season, there were no expectations for this franchise.
Agreed.
2018 is very, very different. And he put that together without having, you know, an unlimited pocketbook. This was not where he went out and got Giancarlo Stanton. You know, he made some key moves. The Kane move was a smart move, and the Yelich move, it just so happened they happened in 2 days. I stunk for sports radio, but he couldn't spread that out.
Right.
But the reality of it is, I saw that, and I remembered that he had talked to them when he got the job. When he got the Brewers job, I remember that they were ties to them. But I'll be honest, when I saw that story, my initial reaction was, if that story starts to spread and you start to see that kind of distraction, Mark Antanasio can sign him to an extension tomorrow, and there's no trade deadline for that. There's no salary cap hit. There's no luxury tax involved. Just get him locked up.
Yeah.
Because I do not think this franchise needs that in the slightest.
No, and I just finally here, Seth, I agree with you. I think he's doing an outstanding job. But the next shoe that will drop in his in us analyzing him will be what that scouting department has done under him. So once these guys start coming through under him, so we're just early on in that. Yeah, Keston here is moving pretty quick, but you know, aside from that, these deeper picks, will he be a guru at that level or at that part of the game? That's the final straw for me.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the time will tell. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, that wasn't something – this is what I know about Mark, you know, the guy who wrote the story. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't sit in a living room just concocting things. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's somebody in the Mets organization, and by the way, having worked for that organization, I know that anytime you need to know a rumor, whether or not a rumor is true, just ask them, because they're a sieve when it comes to information. You remember Wilmer Flores crying on the baseball field
because
Twitter reported that he had been traded? I mean, I'm not going to say it on the air, but I know who the source was on that.
Right. And
trust me, these writers didn't make that up. So all I'm saying is if there's any kind of mutual interest between the Mets organization and, you know, they have an interesting situation because of their three assistant GMs that are kind of all sharing the role, two of them are former GMs. J.P. Ricciardi was the GM of the Blue Jays, and Omar Minaya was the GM of the Mets, who had been unceremoniously fired. And the interesting part was when I was asking for a name, because I had him on NBC Sports Radio when I was doing a show, and Mark brought up Stearns, and I went, wait a minute. And all I'm saying to you guys is if that story gets legs, you know, this is the kind of stuff that I can bring to the table that maybe Jim Bowden can. But the idea that, you know, if you have the opportunity where another team is courting him and they are that public about it, because let's face it, everything they do is that public. If I'm Mark Antanasio, I find that and I lock him up. What a great thing to announce at the All-Star break.
Very interesting. All right, Seth, great catching up with you. We'll talk again soon. And once the Machado shoe drops, I'm sure we'll be in touch, all right?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you get the All-Star break off?
I do.
If you work all these cockamamie games, like you're not going to be on for like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Like, we don't want to hear from you until Friday.
Four days off. I want to take a break. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody who covers a team as much as you do, I think the All-Star break is the greatest thing in the world.
It sure is. Wait. I already made plans to get on a boat with a cooler of beer and a fishing pole and doing some tubing and all that. So I'm looking.
How long can you stay away? But how long can you stay away from Twitter?
I know that.
Denzola, tell me the truth. He's not. He'll be checking Twitter every 5 minutes.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. I will be. All right, Seth. Great talking to you. There he is, Seth Everett, our insider national perspective here on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.